T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Would you give money back if you found it? Is there a limit? Is there a number above which you wouldn't tell anybody? Like if you found $20, $40, $50, would you let somebody know right away?
No, if I found it randomly, just on a street, randomly attached to nothing, I would keep it.
Right. If it's like a $5 bill that I find on a sidewalk and I know I'm not going to be... Like, what are you going to do? Go, hey, turn it in and go, hey, this is somebody's $5.
Yeah, no.
Like, but if I found somebody's wallet, if I found something that I know they can find the owner, 100% I'm going to return
it in full. Yeah.
This is exactly what happened. It happened in Atlanta, but it could happen anywhere. It happened just the other day in Atlanta. Must have been an armored car or something, guard truck, Interstate 285, back flies open. And what they have the money stacked up on tables?
Yeah,
they said, you'd think they'd have it in bags or something.
I know. But how was it loose? They said that they estimate $175,000 blew out of the back of the truck.
And it was like leaves blowing in the wind.
Mm-hmm.
It was money everywhere.
Mm-hmm. And they said about 15 people stopped on the side of the road and started grabbing the money. How nobody got hit by a car or there wasn't like a serious incident?
6-lane highway.
Yes.
And cars pulling across traffic, hitting the brakes, people getting out and scooping out.
And how much could you grab? Like, realistically.
Well, were you going to talk about the guy?
I was just going to say the guy who gave it back. Right, go ahead.
Wait, no, I don't know this part.
There's a number on how much you could grab.
Yeah. This guy, he was an Uber Eats driver. He collected about $2,500.
Yeah.
He said within seconds he was able to pick up $2,500, but he was afraid he was going to get in trouble.
That changes things.
Yeah, but he brought it back.
He did.
Yeah. And the police department took a picture with him, and they were like, see, this is what you should do.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, it's better to just bring it back. I don't know.
In that case, I would totally bring it back because the armored truck pulled over.
Right.
It's there. You know where it belongs.
Right.
So in that case, you're just stealing it.
You should see this video.
People are
just stopping their cars, pulling right over in the breakdown lane, getting out and running into traffic to grab. And the money is in the air. It's on the ground. It's flying. It's in trees.
Yeah. It's raining bills, literally. And the funny thing is, the police are like, you got to return the money. And by the way, we have all your license plate numbers.
Yeah, right.
They have video of it. They've recorded everybody. So, like, you're not getting away with anything. And even if you could get away with it, the armored truck stopped.
Right.
You know
exactly where the money came
where
from.
Where it came from.
Right.
You can do the right thing in this case, right?
Which so would be you, to give the should. Money back before you find out they have your license
correct.
Plate. That would be the right thing to do.
Right.
Anybody ever find a little bit of money, like a wallet? A wallet is different, though, because same thing. You know exactly the person's name is in there.
Even if there were thousands of dollars in the wallet,
you
would return
touch it.
I would absolutely, because I know who the owner is.
Yeah.
We came out of Target one time. I was with my kids, and we're standing. Picture this. We walk out of the store. We're standing in front of the store, like in the crosswalk where people load the big stuff into their cars or whatever. And my kids were young at the time. I think my daughter Fiona was like 7 or 8 or 9 or something. She looks down. She goes, hey, what's this? And she picks up $100 bill.
Stop it.
$100. And it's folded.
$100
right.
bill?
And there's like a half a dozen people around us. And they all kind of look at her like, huh, hey. And for a second, there was, how come I didn't find that? I think that's the natural instinct.
But it was by itself.
It was totally by itself.
Yeah, no,
no
it's
wallet
yours.
Or anything.
No, it's yours.
We made her go inside to the desk to say, tell them, did anybody lose a $100 bill? And I think we came back the next day and they're like, nobody claimed a $100 bill. It's yours.
Yeah, it's yours.
So,
but that was a life lesson. What were you going to say? Oh, put it in your pocket, honey. Run.
Right.
Like, she's a little kid, impressionable.
Yes.
Like, if you're Kendra, she'd say, okay, go.
Yeah,
no
exactly.
eye contact.
Yeah.
Run.
That's right. No eye contact. They won't see. Look down.
They'll never know.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.